Sometimes things just happen because they're supposed to. And the first time that we heard this song that you're listening to right now by Translateris, we fell in love with it. It's a song, it's a Latvian rap song dedicated to the Knicks superstar Kristaps Porzingis. And we loved it. We couldn't believe how great it was. So yeah. Mikey B, our great producer, tracked down Translateris to see if they wanted to come on the show and we could talk about the song. And ever since we spoke to the man we're about to speak to for a final time on Geo and Jones, and we became friends from across the world. Ed Zeus Kalkoulis is his name, and he has been by far, and I think everybody will agree with this, by far our best guest, recurring guest by far. And
yeah, at least from afar.
No. By far and from afar, too.
Yeah.
Just he's been our best guest. And what they did for us when we were talking about their hometown Sasis.
No, not we. You.
What are you talking about?
You were disparaging their hometown.
Well, we were talking about it. Yeah. I was the one who had more negative thoughts than you, but we were both talking about
yes.
Sasis. And they made cardboard cutouts of us.
Unbelievable.
And brought us around Sasis. In this unbelievably well-produced video that has, like, tens of thousands of views.
Yep. Took us to the club, took me to see the only black inhabitant there.
Right, at Black Swan.
Yeah, I mean, it was phenomenal.
So on this final show of Geo and Jones, there was no way we couldn't welcome back for a final time Ed Zeus Kalkoulis of Sasis, of Translateris, our friend. Ed Zeus, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, guys. Wow. It's so sad. It's so sad to hear this. It's the time has been really, really nice for us, and we have spent so many nice times together, but right now it's finished. Yes or no?
it is sort of finished, but I do have good news for you. I'm going to a place where I think I might have a little more influence. And I promise that I will try my best. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I'm going to try my best to get you guys to Madison Square Garden, because here we're doing a national radio show. It's not as focused on New York sports. Where I'm going, it's going to be New York sports. It's going to be on in New York City constantly. We're going to talk a lot of Knicks, and I'm going to get to know some people over there.
Yep.
And I really am going to try to get you guys over here to the Garden, if I can. So I promise you, it's one of the things that we failed you guys in. We tried. We couldn't do it. For whatever reason, you did a lot more for us than we were able to do for you. But I want to return that favor and get you to the Garden.
Wow, it sounds good. Maybe it's time for me to check my Yahoo email. Maybe the Garden send me something.
Well, we have your number, and I'm going to remain in touch because there's no way, even though this particular show is ending, there's no way that I'm going to let this relationship end.
No. The relationship's not going to end, but I need you to do me two favors. One, go and tell my favorite black swan that I'm going to fly off into the sunset. As far as radio is concerned, and two, take my cardboard cutout to the club again so all those fine ladies who were dancing with it could dance with it one more time.
Hey, guys, you know me very, very good, and you know that right now we are filming this.
Yep. Yeah?
And your cardboards are still here in the club. We are right now at the place where we first met, where we filmed this Porzingis video. Right now we are sitting next to the bar, sipping some drinks, talking about our history, about our relationships and future and everything. So, guys, don't worry. Your cardboards are still here, and their place is here in Sasis in Fonoklu.
What time is it
okay
there? What time is it?
It's 2 p.m.
Oh, cool. I like your style. Happy hour already.
But we have to celebrate something. You said, it's your final show, so we have drinks, we have girls. Okay, they will arrive. They were here earlier, but now, right now, they have to eat something, and then they will come back. Yeah.
Yeah, so there are cardboard cutouts of Brian and I in Latvia, in Sasis, at phono clubs.
Yep.
What was that?
Yeah.
It's not. I think you have to drink something. Yep. Yep. You will see. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Oh, okay,
you
we'll
have
see
to
the
subscribe our YouTube channel, Translators. You will. You will see.
Okay.
The
yes.
Video there.
The video up. It'll go up there. The YouTube channel, Translators, where he is feeding drinks to our cardboard cutouts. We talked to the one and only Edzus Kalkulis on the final Gio and Jones show. I did see that on my cardboard cutout, there was some lipstick on the forehead.
Oh!
I mean, it seems like these cardboard cutouts are very, very popular.
It's still there. It's still there. And but right now in this video, you won't see any lipsticks down there because there are only your your head and a little bit shoulders. But down there, there are also still lipsticks. So
wait a second.
Whoa. Yeah.
Hold up on that car wash.
Brian is booking a flight immediately.
Yep.
And just which one's the more popular cardboard cutout, the black one or the white one?
You see, the white one, the guy is quite handsome and the girls love it. But of course, here is Latvia, and we also, our girls appreciate those black guys. So it's hard to say. It's hard to say.
It's a toss up, I guess, right? I feel like Brian's more of a novelty, right?
Yep.
See, they like shiny objects over there, too.
Now, Brian desperately wants to visit Sasis, and he's going to have more time on his hands now as he is making his schedule a little bit lighter. So if Brian goes over there and he stays, what type of time will you show him? What are some of the things that you'll do for him if he ends up making the trip?
Wow. You see, there are a lot of things to do. It depends. If you're going to summer here to Latvia, especially to Cēsis or to my village, to Vecpiebalga, there are things to do. You can go skiing. You can go hiking. You can go to bars. You can go meet some girls. You can do whatever you want. So I think with 1 week, it won't be enough for you. So you will love it.
Okay, and Sus, those last two you got me, the skiing and the hiking. Hell no, I'm not trying.
Okay, then girls and bars.
This is what I need. I need all those things. I need a yoga studio to work out, and that's it.
Okay,
you got somewhere I can do yoga?
Of course.
All right. Now, when is summer?
Summer. Oh, we have a natural landscape.
No. What time of year? I'm sorry. What time of year is summer for you guys?
What time of year? It starts from June till August.
Okay, June to August.
Yeah, gotcha. I mean, it's just basically like here, you know?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, it is. Those are the nicest
quite
months.
Similar, yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is similar.
Well, it's not as long, no.
Okay. Well, what
I was in Scotland for 4 months. And
oh, okay. So, I gotcha. Yeah. I understand. So, Edzus, there was some controversy there with Porzingis' brother here in New York, where he was saying a bunch of stuff about the organization, and this Giannis Porzingis seems to be causing some problems. Are you familiar with him? Are you friendly with him?
I heard this story about a while ago, but it's old things. I think right now we have more to talk about Porzingis' Instagram girlfriends and everything. I think this is more interesting.
Okay,
but
fine.
But about their brothers, I know only that they have they are living not anymore in one apartment. They have their own apartments, but still in the same building. But actually, I don't have any contact with them, but I think they have a lot of things to do. Porzingis has his new car there in New York, new girlfriend and everything, so I don't want to bother him.
don't bother him. As we talked to Edzus Kalkulis out in Latvia, he's sitting at a bar right now at Phono Clubs in Sasis with our cardboard cutout speaking to us. It's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There, he of the great group Translateris. So you mentioned the Porzingis Instagram stuff. I mean, when you see him try to pick up these Instagram models, and don't you think that's a little bit weird? I mean, for crying out loud, our cardboard cutouts get their crotches kissed out there in Lafayette, and he's got to go to Instagram?
Riga's not good enough for him?
See, he's a young guy. A lot of offerings from girls, from everyone. But I think he spends more time in New York, so I think it's normal if he will get the girlfriend from New York, I think.
Well, he can get possibly a visa for a girlfriend there in his home country, right?
Yeah, he can even marry her, and then it's okay. It's legal, yeah. They can live here in Latvia and have a big family, children, and everything. So, yeah, why not?
Okay, now, there are a couple of young American basketball players. Have you heard of the Ball family? LeVar
no.
Ball? Oh, okay.
No. Well, I haven't heard about them.
Okay, well, his older son plays for the L.A. Lakers, and now he has two younger sons, and they're going to play for a Lithuanian basketball team. Now, is there a rivalry between Latvia and Lithuania?
Yeah, you see, we are close. Lithuania is our neighbor country.
Yep.
But the basketball and the level of basketball is really high there. In Lithuania, so but we are catching them really really fast, and I think next year or 3 years maybe more, we will be in the same level like Lithuania. So yeah, we are close friends with Lithuanians, and we support them. They support us, and we have a good relationship. Yeah.
So we like the Lithuanians. Then it's okay to like them because we didn't know.
Yeah, it's okay to like them. Yeah.
Okay.
Even that Devil Museum that they have.
Yeah,
they got
a Devil Museum there, which is a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Devil Museum. I haven't heard about it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, don't go.
Yeah. Right.
But we have a lot of churches and everything in Latvia.
No church. No, I don't want that either. Yeah. The devil or the church, all right?
We just want phono clubs, man. That's all we want. We just want a couple of drinks and phono clubs.
None.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to work on this. You're still interested in performing your Kristaps Porzingis song, if possible, at Madison Square Garden, right? So if I work on this, you're still interested in doing that?
Okay, of course we are. We are ready to go to New York. We wanted to go there this autumn, but we have some problems with our third guy, but with this camera guy. But okay, I think next year, it's 2018. We have a lot of big things to do, and this trip to New York will... Yeah, we will put this in our plan, and I think it's easy. It's not. It doesn't matter if we are going to Madison Square Garden or not. I just want to see you guys,
okay,
both of you, and drink some beers there. Not only here in Texas, so.
All right. Now the problems with the camera guy. Nothing legal, right?
Yeah. See, there were some problems with this guy in our previous videos, but yeah. But it's okay. The guy is quite a nice guy, and you will like him.
Okay.
Okay. Right. We will like him. Since this is also going to be on your YouTube channel, is there any gigs you want to promote? Any appearances or concerts that you want to promote so people watching this in Latvia know where to see you guys next?
Yeah, we have a lot of things to do right now. You see, it's a busy time, Christmas time, and everything. So. But I don't want to do any promotions on everything, only displays, phono clubs, I think. Oh, we have a party. We had a party here a week ago with both of you guys. Yeah, but but next concert is actually, I don't know yet. So
okay.
Let's see what the next year will bring us. But there are a lot of things. There are a lot of places where you can see us live, so... Keep in touch and follow us, and you will know.
Who are some of your favorite U.S. rappers?
Whoa. 50 Cent, maybe.
Oh, you like 50 Cent? Okay.
I don't know. There is this camera guy. He's looking at me, and he say 50 Cent, okay? Actually, I'm not a big fan of rap music, but anyway, I better prefer country or something like this.
You like country music?
Yeah, but I don't know any one of your musicians, but I know their voices. Yeah, they are still singing in my head, and when I heard them, I like.
So you don't like black music?
Black music. It doesn't matter which color.
Well, you said it. You said I don't like black music.
No, black, okay, black music.
I hope that swan bites you in the ass.
But you want to say that you don't have any black people who are singing, black guys who are singing country, no?
Oh, there's Darius Rucker, used to be of Hootie and the Blowfish. He sings a little.
Gary C. Clark?
I'm not sure. All I know is Darius Rucker.
I'm not sure, though, either. Yeah.
We got a few. I'll bring you some CDs.
Well, Brian, I think, is going to get over there. I really do think that one of these two things will happen. Brian will be in Sasis or you guys will be in New York. One of those two things will happen.
Now, will I be safe?
Okay, guys. Okay, let's meet then. I don't know what to say then.
Well, do you think, will Brian be safe?
Do I need to bring my own security? Hey.
Of course he will be safe.
Okay, all right.
Why you're asking? I think it's, I will be safe in New York?
Oh, yes, without a doubt.
Fine.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Thousands
yeah.
of people that look like your ass here.
Yeah, you'll be
or
fine.
Millions, I should say.
Yeah, more than thousands.
I'm going to be on my own, me and that swan.
That'll be just about it. Well, Ed Zeus, thank you so much for being so kind to us and caring and making that video. That was one of the cooler days we had on the show when we watched that thing for the first time and all the time and effort you put into that. And you've been a huge part of this show. And we will keep in touch. This is not goodbye at all to us, to you guys.
Thanks a lot, and see you soon, man.